This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta Astars. Little Mihaela's family came to Michigan's Upper Peninsula from Croatia in 1886. She thought it was just for a little while to visit her papa, who had arrived earlier to work in the copper mines. But there were surprises awaiting her in the UP. Many surprises. Barbara Carney Coaston tells the story of her own family's journey to Michigan in her historical novel for young adults, To the Copper Country, Mihaela's Journey.
Well, it's set in 1886, and the main character is a girl named Mihaela. She's 11 years old, and she embarks on a journey from their home in Croatia to the Keweenaw Peninsula, which is also known as the Copper Country. We've got the name. Mihaela's papa had made a trip 2 years before in order to work in the copper mines so that he could send home much-needed money. The farm was not able to sustain their growing family, and the family sort of decided that somebody needed to do something. So he elected to go, and he was able to make money and send it back home, which really helped. But a painful eye disease was a problem, and he consulted local doctors, and they were not able to cure him. So he had someone write for him because he was illiterate and asked that his wife come and bring all her best remedies. And so she said, okay, I'm going to go. And he said, bring the children. And they arrived thinking this would be a temporary trip. And in fact, there were many surprises waiting for them when they got there.
The herbal remedies fascinated me, too. They work with all kinds of different flowers, some of which match Croatia flora and some don't. Are those relatively factual?
Yes, actually, I did a lot of research about that. I researched herbs that were available in both areas so that there would be some familiarity and she could logically say that, you know, she recognized something. There are similarities in the terrain. Many herbs are worldwide. So I made sure that I found things that would work. And one of my most recent sources was University of Maryland School of Medicine. And they have an aspect of herbal medicine that verified some of the things that I was trying to work with.
Have you been to Calumet during the writing into that copper mining area? Maybe you can talk about how copper mining was then and what you might have found today.
Well, yes, I did go back. I toured some of the abandoned copper mines. They have some that are open to the public. Of course, there's no mining going on anymore, but there's a wonderful national park that links many of the sites in Calumet, the Keweenaw National Park, that can tell the story way better than I can. They have a wonderful website, and if people are lucky enough to go up there, they'll get a wonderful immersive experience by seeing many of the locations. And there are also a lot of abandoned pieces of equipment around. I'm going to put some of those images on my website, because you can really feel kind of the ghosts of that era in place when you visit these places.
Describe for us a little bit so we can get a feel of the life of miners, what that copper mining was like, and what the woman's role was like.
Well, it was a very hard life, a very difficult physically. There were many accidents in the mines, and one of the biggest problems was that at that time, there was no such thing as workers' compensation. So if a miner was injured, either his family took care of him, and if he couldn't work, then the family was in dire straits because there weren't a lot of other employment opportunities, especially for women. The boarding house woman worked extremely hard, and I know that my great-grandmother put in tremendous long days, probably 16, 18 hours, without a lot of modern conveniences, and she was expected to wash the miners' clothing and provide meals, in fact, 3 meals a day. She had to pack lunches for them to take into the mine. So it was a very, very hard life.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars. Carney Coaston talks about how her interest in history developed.
Well, I started out as a history major at the University of Michigan, and I've always loved history. I just could never understand why everyone didn't love it, but I think it was because I grew up with these wonderful stories. Both my mother and father told great stories. And so I was hooked at a very young age with anything that began once upon a time. And to me, history is an extension of that. So I studied history, and then I became a history teacher, social studies. And then from there, I went into educational media. And so that gave me an opportunity to tell stories in a lot of different ways. And so it is an extension. I've had this story in my head for a long time, and just wanted to share it. And I hope it finds an audience.
I had to think, too, as I was reading this about the role of immigrants, which seems to be quite a hot topic these days. I wondered if you had anything to add to that, because when you read this book, I think it gives you a message which would be great for adults, too, about the importance of immigrants, what they contribute.
I hope that the story reveals that without anyone feeling that there's a heavy message, but it is my family experience, and my family was very fortunate, but worked very hard and contributed to the American economy. And so I think in today's atmosphere, this book possibly could be used as a point of discussion. And at the very least, I hope that kids will feel some empathy to the characters, because it's set in time that doesn't have to necessarily cause any issues because it's in the past. But I think kids are smart enough to understand how some of these issues are still with us today.
And is there anything you wanted to tell us about the research process? Whenever you're writing history, there's a great deal of research that goes into something like this to be accurate.
Yes. Now, that's a long story. I did research off and on throughout the writing of the book. But at one point when I realized I needed to submit with a lot of well-annotated bibliography, I spent an entire year working on nothing but the bibliography. Mm. And so I went back and reviewed all my sources and connected them to the text and, you know, corrected and revised. And so I do feel good about it, because I want to make sure that I didn't misrepresent things. I enjoyed that. I guess that's the history nerd in me. It was very challenging, but I spent a lot of time in libraries. I went to the National Archives. I went to libraries in Michigan. And that was a wonderful part of the journey. And so when I finished it, I thought, well, it's as accurate as I can make it. I'm sure there might be something I didn't get right, but I tried my best.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Barbara Carney Kosten, the author of To the Copper Country, Mihaela's Journey. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.